Blog
Big Dreams Radio. Big Dreams, Life After Massive Weight Loss, is a lifestyle realization TV show about people who have already conquered morbid obesity. Big Dreams challenges people from all walks of life who have already lost massive amounts of weight to identify and pursue their other big dreams with all the joys and struggles that it brings. No matter where you are on your own personal journey, Big Dreams offers hope, knowledge, and power to banish weight struggles, dream big, and attain their fullest potentials, and become who you were meant to be, to quote Miss Oprah Winfrey. The radio show is a chance to interact with experts, share your stories, and create your own big dreams. Disclaimer, we are not doctors or experts in the field of nutrition or exercise. We cannot offer advice. What we do offer are inspirational stories of people sharing how they were able to accomplish their own weight loss goals, healthy lifestyles, and dream big. Join me, Steve Sir Dropalotnik-Kander, who has lost nearly 400 pounds myself through nutrition and fitness. My big dream is to inspire those, motivate, and encourage them to be the best they can be. Welcome.
Good evening and welcome to Big Dreams Radio today. It is November 2nd, a couple days after Halloween, so I hope you guys didn't all indulge in too much Halloween candy. I know I didn't. I know several people in the healthy pocket. Trying to get the intro right, and obviously I didn't get the last music removed correctly. So anyway, I was back to talking about Halloween candy. I hope you all didn't overindulge. I know here at the Healthy Hacienda we did not. I also posted a couple articles on my Facebook page today about how to detox yourself if you did overindulge in too much sugar over this holiday. Let me start off by just mentioning, first of all, the call-in number is, we got a new one, too. So the first one is 347-989-1473. That is 347-989-1473. The other call-in number is an 877 number. So that's 877-907-7217. That's 877-907-7217. 7217. I like to mention our Facebook page. On Facebook, it's Big Dreams TV. You want to look that up. We are also on our Twitter page at Real Big Dreams. So if you'd like to go and check that out as well, we send tweets out all the time. Usually some things that we get posted on our Facebook will also be tweeted. And our YouTube page is Big Dreams Reality. So if you'd like to check that out as well, you can go and see all of our previous webisodes and all the little videos and stuff that we've done since we've actually started this in the beginning of this year in April. It's been a long 6 months of a lot of hard work, but it's really come to fruition now. So we're just set and waiting to for things to take hold here. So. We also want to mention that we also have a fundraising campaign going on Indiegogo. You can go to the Indiegogo.com website, and the actual address for our campaign is www.indiegogo.com/, and this is all in big letters, big-dreams-2. And you can hit enter, and it will take you right to our fundraising campaign. We got all kinds of different levels that you can contribute to and help us become an actual reality show. We got a Big Dream Cheerleader. You'll be able to get some of our silicone bracelets. We've got the Dreamer. We can get T-shirts. Of course, as you step up these platforms and these different, you get everything else that's available. So you'll also get the bracelets, and then if you step it up, you get the T-shirt, and then another one. You get the hooded sweatshirt along with the T-shirts and the bracelets, and, of course, the big, real Big Dreamer. You'll even be able to get autographed copies of Change Your Brain, Change Your Body, Dr. Amen's book. When we get those autographed by him and myself, and along with all a bunch of other stuff that we'll be getting up and going in the future. So we had a great week last week again, and we hope this week is going to be just as well. We hope you watched our webisode. It was me with my new trainer, Joanna Cumandelis. We've been working a couple weeks now, and she's kicked it up a notch on me, and we're really working in the interval training, the circuit training. We'll talk about a little about that tonight. And it's been a great, great process. Really challenging myself, taking it to the next level, so to speak, because I only got like literally like 15 or so pounds to go, and till I get to that 238-pound mark, and that would be 400 pounds lost. And I kind of stall out here in the last month or so, so I'm trying to kick it up. I know nutrition does play a big part in this, and I've been trying to I've been struggling with that because I've actually been just not had the opportunity to be eating as much as I want. You know, and a lot of people would think, well, what are you talking about? You can't eat too much. I mean, you can't eat not enough and lose weight, but you actually, I don't think I'm actually eating enough. Maybe I'll have to ask questions about that at all. We'll ask Joanna. She does know a lot about nutrition as well. So we'll be waiting for her. We started this process, like I said, about 6 months ago. And it's been fast and furious. We got new webisodes coming up. We just were able to tape with our friend Carrie from Choose Balance. She's a blogger, and she's also she likes to cook as well, like I do. And so we were able to record a Thanksgiving-themed kind of cooking webisode that will be premiering. I don't know if it's on next week or the week after that, but we'll be checking that out as well. So we'll stay tuned for that. And let's see, what else do we have in the news? What else is going on? I don't know. Let me see here. Checking my page again. I also want to mention that, I always talk about nutrition as being a very important part, and it is. If you really need a balance between fitness and nutrition to embrace a healthy lifestyle. I've also been managed to get rid of a lot of some chronic diseases along the way. And, I attribute that a lot to the nutrition. That's a big part of it. And I think that if it wasn't for nutrition, I don't even know if I'd be around here right now. You know, I was able to get rid of chronic diseases like arthritis and of course, high blood pressure, diabetes being the main one that really was a really life-threatening one. Able to get rid of it within less than 6 months. So, you got to keep persistent, stay determined in your plan, because it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes dedication to do it over and over again. And so, you got to stay persistent. Just posted something about that the other day. It is the key. It's a persistent process, and it's the same thing when it comes to the fitness. You know, a lot of people delve into the fitness thing, and they stay with it short term, and then it seems like after a while they die off, and for some reason they quit pursuing it, and you know, they end up going right back to the same old lifestyle that they had before. So it's imperative that you stick with those things, and I think that's one of the main reasons that I like to promote fitness, and why we've actually had this incorporated kind of partnership with Anytime Fitness. Again, we'd really like to thank Eric and Lori Rubin from Anytime Fitness here in Auburn and Worcester. They've been really great to the Big Dreams crew, allowing us to tape there and record some webisodes as well. Their facilities are top-notch. If you like to check them out, you ought to check them out. They're on Shrewsbury, and they're also here in Auburn if you're local. If not, check them out on their web, because they have a wonderful website. They are nationwide. They're growing constantly. They're up to way over 1,500 and plus clubs now throughout the area. I know that I was just in California, and I was just down in North Carolina as well. I was down in Charlotte, and then I happened to be driving down whatever road that was out in Charlotte, and lo and behold, there was a Anytime Fitness. I was also in Asheville, North Carolina, to see a friend, and there again was an Anytime Fitness. So it doesn't even matter if it's a huge main city or even smaller ones like Mountain City in North Carolina. They're there, you know, so look for them. They're open 24 hours, which is a great thing. So if you do have a, you know, if you have a problem with going normal hours, this is a great opportunity. It allows you to go in the middle of the night, even, you know, so it doesn't matter what shift you work, it doesn't matter where or what time, or, you know, do you decide to do it. It's that you decide to do those 30 minutes because, you know, most experts will tell you all you need is about 30 minutes every day of some kind of good, and it doesn't have to be strenuous, but some kind of fitness activity to be engaged in to make a real difference. You know, it's imperative, especially I know from my arthritis, that you keep your joints moving, your muscles working, because even though like these last couple of weeks of training session have been tough on me, I'm still actually recovering today from what I did yesterday, pretty sore, but I know overall it's going to help all those ligaments, all those joints that surround my joints that where I have problems with the arthritis, and it's going to strengthen them. And that's something that Joanna and I had talked about just the other day, that it really helps to strengthen those surrounding tissues, those surrounding muscles, to allow me to strengthen my joints as well as my muscles, and help me get better. I'm close, but I'm still not there yet. Again, the call-in number is 347-989-1473, and that's 347-989-1473. And the other number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. I also want to mention our website, www.realbigdreams.com. Go check it out. A lot of new upgraded content there. We've got all kinds of videos, and the webisodes are listed there, as well as my interview with Dr. Amen and a lot of other different things. A lot of the articles of stuff that have come out. It's getting more and more comprehensive. It's kind of our little mini database of everything that's been going on. So when you have the chance, please go and check these things out. And spread the word, you know, spread the word on your social networks. Retweet some of the stuff that we put out. Share it with your friends. Have them come and like our page. You know, it only takes a couple seconds to come there and like us. We're growing. But we'd like to get even more people to come in and check it out and spread the word. You know, that's what it's about. So we have someone that's calling in. So let's join them and see what's there. Welcome. You are on the air with Big Dreams Radio. Who is this?
Hi, it's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, you know what, I go on your website, and I've seen your webisodes, and I've seen you exercise, but I just have a quick question for you. What do you like? What's your favorite one?
Oh, out of all the exercises?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, for me, when I work out, it's about having fun.
Right.
What's fun for you in the gym?
Okay, well, yeah, I tell you, the most fun that I have, I usually will do my bike work. This gives me the greatest, first of all, the cardio, and it. That's about the only exercise that I really. I know it sounds weird that I can actually relax in, but I do. I mean, I have my headphones on. I have my favorite music going. I can literally get into like a long hour and a half ride, and even meditate. You know, deep breathe meditation while I'm kind of like exercising. I can do a lot of good thinking when I do that. It's almost like I can zone out when I do that. You know, a lot of people don't like that monotony of just riding a bike or like even at the treadmill. They think it's boring. I don't like to do it. To me, it's almost like my little mini escape, because as soon as I can put those headphones on and I start the pedaling and I just go into my little zone there, and especially, and to me as being a musician, the music engages me a lot. So whether, and I love all kinds of genres of music, anything from classical to you name it. So it really doesn't matter for me. I just like to put in a diversified little playlist and just go and it's relaxing to me. And it's a great way to get my cardio in. And I tell you what, it's the the greatest calorie burn for me too. You know, I asked Joanna the other day when we've been doing these intense workouts how many calories I'm burning. And it's just a shorter kind of intense workout, but you're still only burning like maybe 400 or 500 calories. You know, I can go on that bike for an hour and a half and just rattle off like 1,500 calories to me. So to me, in terms of, I mean, I couldn't have even done this for what I've done at nearly 400 pounds now lost.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And because of my knee problems, and that's one of the biggest, you know, when I started, I didn't have the bike. So I literally did, like, when I was able to finally stand, like, with a walker, and I was doing, like, my marching, and I still had all that encompassed weight and all that weight from my belly still in the front, and that was, like, slamming down on my knees. And, you know, I really did a lot of damage that way. And so when I knew I could finally get to the point where to get myself one of those recumbent bikes and get on that thing, it totally changed it up for me, because I went from only doing like 15 to 20 to maybe 30 minutes of doing like marching or that kind of exercise. I literally started building up to an hour very quickly and taking it even further then. I mean, I know
you've got to try spinning, Steve. You would love it. I'm telling you.
Really,
if you like
really
good music, it is probably, like, I'm taking a spinning class tomorrow morning. It is the most intense workout. And if you like the music and the jumping, you know, you jump, you adjust the resistance knob.
Right.
You know, from what you were telling me about the bike and everything, I don't know if Anytime Fitness has a spinning class.
They do. And they even have like a virtual training room where you can do this spinning class with, like, you know, like a screen comes down and they take you. I know one of our Big Dreamer team, Mary, and a couple other people have done it. And, boy, I tell you what, they walked out. They were, like, drenched.
From what you're telling me, you would love it. You would absolutely love it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out, definitely.
You'll have to try it sometime.
Yeah, and do you, like, do a whole entire class with a whole bunch of other people as well?
Right, there's about 30 bikes in there, and, you know, you adjust the bike to your height, and then, you know, usually the classes that I go to are very upbeat music, very high tense, and there's different stands that you do, you know, position one, position two, position three, you know, sitting, standing. Right. There's some songs that you actually jump to, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. You know, and you adjust the resistance knob. So it's truly a variety. It's just a lot of fun. I think you'd probably like doing something like that.
Yeah, I know when I was down in Charlotte at the Y, they had a couple of those classes. And I would be doing my machine work, but I noticed the reactions and the faces of the people that came out. And it didn't matter if it was the spin class or actually it was the Zumba class as well. But they'd always come out and they'd be happy. They'd be, they looked energized. They looked like they had a good time as well. Like you said, it looks like a really good, engaging kind of thing.
It really is. So, it really, really is. Like, I know I was watching you do the kettlebells, and I mean, this scares the hell out of you. To use those kettlebells, it just scares me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could ever do kettlebells, but you know, you got to do what you like. But you know, you also have to incorporate challenging things and different things as well.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Because I know that one of my biggest things was my muscle atrophy, and I also had like hormone deficiencies.
Oh.
So my muscles and my muscle building is probably one of my weakest areas that I still have to work on. And so that's why I know when I started engaging in trying to find the best strengthening exercises to do, one of the first things, I mean, because everyone loves Biggest Loser, and they watch that and stuff, and I've watched it as well. But I happen to really like Bob Harper. And he's one of these that really is a proponent of kettlebells. So I first started like going on YouTube, and that's where I started doing my like exercise research. And I would look out and see his YouTube exercises, and you know, had all these different things. And he was always saying, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 60 years old and not that strong, because the kettlebells go from really small, only down to like 5 pounds or something, all the way up to something crazy like 70 kilos and stuff. And then I started actually like researching how it was developed. I mean, it was actually it's been around for a couple hundred years, I would think. It was developed by the Russians. And,
I mean, you did it pretty well. I mean, I'll give you credit. I watched it. You did it.
Well, yeah,
you
I've been
did really
doing
well.
It for a while. Yeah, and the really crazy thing is, and the one that I was using in that webisode now, or the one I've been using, is a Bob Harper, and he's got his own patent on it, because it's actually called a contour. It's called a contour kettle, because most of the kettlebells that you see are kind of round. They almost look like a cannonball with a handle on it.
Yeah, with
and
that little, like,
dangerous,
oval.
And they are dangerous.
Yeah.
Because if you don't use them correctly, and you're not doing it the correct way, you can hurt yourself, like hurt your back. You can pull muscles very, very easily. And you can slam yourself. I mean, that's the first thing that I found out, because when I was still down in Charlotte, I was seeing my chiropractor, my wellness practitioner, and he's another big proponent of not only CrossFit and interval training, which is something we'll be talking about with Joanna tonight, but he's also a proponent of kettlebells. So he was another one that, and in fact, he was the one that really convinced me I need to get one. He was like, you got to do kettlebells. He says, because of your balance issues and because of your you need your upper body and your core strength, it's another thing. It's about engaging your core, sucking in those abdomen, because you're totally using your, it's all from the hips. And a lot of people think, well, you're using your arms. You want to leave your arms almost limp. So you're really trying to get that power is really coming from your center of your body. So it's coming from your hips and your legs. And you're trying to drive, you know, so you squat a little bit, and then you pop it up and thrust the hips, and you're kind of like getting that weight out and using your core and the central part of your body to work it. Now, he got me into these really intense YouTube videos from a bunch of different companies. One's called My Mad Method. There's a couple other ones. There's a really good one. It's called Hot Gym Girl. And I know that the title on YouTube sounds really precarious, but it's not. It's really all about intense workouts, and it's really geared towards women on the whole, because that's why it's called Hot Gym Girl. But it's for everyone, because it's got great kettlebell, intense kettlebell workouts that aren't crazy, that anybody can do. And they really, really, and that's what it is. It's about raising that heart rate up and down. And that's one of these things that interval training really does, is because it really boosts your metabolism, because you want to try to spike that. And I'm sure spinning does the same thing. It spikes
your
heart rate
up. You know what? Right, you do. You do, because there's times that, you know, you have a class and it's geared for intervals, so you're sprinting for like 2 minutes
and then
resting.
Bring it down.
And then, you know, you go right back up. So there's different intensities, yeah.
Exactly, and that's what it is. And that's the best way to engage in that kind of activity, is that you want to just engage and do those spikes in your heart rate, because
even on, like, I don't know about Anytime Fitness, but where I go, they've got some really high-end ellipticals. And, you know,
right.
You can put that resistance all the way on the top, but if you keep it on the top for your 20 or 30 minutes, your body becomes complacent to that. You're right. You know,
it does.
You go lower, high, you know, with the intervals, high, low, high, low, high, you know, you don't realize how high is high until you've come down low. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And you get a better workout.
Yeah, and that's what I do on the bike as well. You know, I choose one of those courses, and I like to do the All Around the World or something like that. And I also do one called the Extreme Heart Rate, but it's exactly that. It makes you go up and down hills, up and down. So you're constantly climbing up, getting
to a
peak.
That's right.
And then coming back down, and that's exactly what it's doing. It's simulating that heart rate spike and then taking it back down again. And kettlebell does that same thing, because or even the circuit training, the same thing. You're doing these high-intensity workouts, but only in short distances. And I've noticed, like, with the CrossFit training, which is something I might actually, all these trainers at any time, including the owner, Eric, as well, they all do CrossFit. And it's like a set of different stations,
what's CrossFit again?
Wait, well, it's this high-intense, full-body, almost like a boot camp workout kind of thing. You set like 6 to 8 different stations up, all various different exercises. So you could have pull-ups in one. You could be doing like the tire lifts. I mean, you've seen it on Biggest Loser, and some of them, they have the tires where you have to pick the tire up and maybe the rope, like you saw me engaged in the webisode with the rope. Same kind of these kind of exercises. So it's any kind of exercises that normally people can do, anybody can do. But it's all very different. So each station is different, and you don't do it for that long. In fact, the couple classes I went to with my chiro, it was only like a minute at each station. So it's after a minute, they say, okay, switch, and then you go to another one. So then we were doing like wall balls, where they take those medicine balls and try to toss it up against the wall, and then you squat down and catch it. So each station is different. In fact, they even have one called a wall sit, which I thought was, this is nothing. All you have to do is sit down in a squatting position with your back against the wall and sit there. But you would be surprised within 20 to 30 seconds, because you're totally engaging your core and you're trying to sit in a squatting position with your back against the wall, how hard that is. And then you do it for
a
minute.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Your thighs are burning, and you're like, oh, my gosh. And then you got to do like 3 circuits of them. And that's kind of why they call it circuit, because you're totally changing, and then you do something else. You do the planks like I was doing. So each one is different. And you go around in a circle, but you do that like 3 times, and then it's crazy. So
does your gym have that TRX? Because my gym just started, they just got that, and I've been thinking about doing it, but
no.
Are you familiar with it, or is your trainer familiar with it?
I don't know. Hold on. In fact, I'm looking right here, and I think she's here. So hold on, let me see. Joanna, is that you?
I'm sorry if I'm monopolizing all your time. Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay,
how are you?
Fine. Good. 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 Welcome to Big Dreams Radio. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing awesome. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great. And nice to have you on. Let's see.
I just heard you guys talking about the TRX.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with TRX?
Yeah, they're we don't have them yet. Hopefully we will soon. But basically, like, they just make everything harder. It's really like, you know, you're using It's a lot of like, you know, your own body weight, but like, you know, you could do a push up like with your feet suspended in the air or something. So
you know what, for me, like, I was taking a basic training class where there's weights, there's stepping, there's those barbells. And I was watching a YouTube of the TRX, and, you know, a lot of the squats, you know, you do a lot of squats and things like that, but you're saying it's harder. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically it takes, like, something, like, simple, like a squat, and just intensifies it. So you're getting much more out of the squat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on here. Okay, I'm here. Sorry. I was lost in this soundboard. No, but so anyway, yeah. The question I ask, and I've asked already of a couple of the other trainers as well. What got you into training, first of all, to begin with, and what do you get out of it?
Well, I was actually a member at Anytime Fitness when it first opened up, and. So I just, I don't know, I really started getting into, like, health.
Which was in Auburn, right?
Yeah, in the Auburn gym.
Right.
So I really, I don't know, I started getting into it, into the whole health and fitness thing, and then I started just kind of for fun training some of my friends, and then I was just sort of like, you know, I kind of like this. So Eric offered me a job, and I've been there ever since. So, I mean, it's just probably the best thing about it is that it's not just a job where you go in and, you know, you get there at 8, you leave at 5, and you feel like, you know, they get something out of it. This is a job where you get something back, because when your client succeeds, it makes you feel like you succeeded. So it's really rewarding, and it's great to see people so happy, you know, with something that you helped them achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know I do. I mean, I keep saying that, you know, fat people don't like to go to the gym and they're intimidated, you know, especially like having a trainer, one-on-one kind of experience. But I've found now that I'm getting to this point where I can actually handle it, and I love it, because it's more of a personalized thing, and you get more, or at least I basically get more out of it, because like you've been doing for the last couple of weeks, you've been physically challenging me, and you're pushing me, which I think is imperative for you to break beyond those boundaries, go pushing beyond. I know if I hadn't done that my whole journey so far, if I hadn't, like, you know, if I barely could do a mile on the bike at first, and then I was like, you know, gosh, I can only do a mile. But literally within a week to a week and a half or so, I was like, you know, I got to go for 3. And then, you know, it's that, and really is mental too. You know, that's the thing I've seen so much in this training, personal training, or even this fitness training itself, is that you're not only expanding your own capabilities and your physical limitations and taking them to another level, you're actually expanding and pushing your mind and your mental capacity as well, which I think is really great, because let's face it, some of these great athletes, they don't get to where they are without supreme mind control as well. You know, I think the mind plays a lot of into the fitness thing as well as the body too. So I think that's important, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it really is. A lot of it is just mind over matter. People just think, you know, you show them something and they just think, oh, well, I can't do that. And, you know, all it takes is for you to try. And usually you succeed. And then, you know, it's like you're overcoming something that your mind was telling you couldn't do, but your body is totally capable of doing. So a lot of it is just to get that I can't attitude out of your head and just, you know, try. So
yeah, and it's like that quote that I quoted you on Facebook there, you know, anybody can do it, you just got to want to do it.
Exactly.
And you got to convince, and you got to have belief in yourself. I know I always keep saying that, you know, I found through my journey that belief in yourself is so important. So what are some of your best tips of maintaining like a healthy lifestyle that supports consistent weight loss and fat burning? Because I know that's something I got to keep doing. But what are some of the best tips that you can give for maintaining that? Maintaining. And when we talk about maintaining, because it's well enough to lose it and
yep.
get down to that, but then we need to maintain it. And that's
right.
something that I think a lot of people struggle with. And I've heard even when people with weight loss surgery or even some people that have lost the weight, all of a sudden they start gaining it back and they seem to be slipping back. So what are some of your best tips for maintaining?
Well, I always tell people it's not a diet, it's not a quick fix, it's a lifestyle change. So, you know, a lot of people, like you just said, with the weight loss surgeries or, you know, they go on these crash diets or whatever it is, it's exactly what I said, a quick fix. And a lot of times you cannot maintain that. So it's more about, you know, not so much going on a diet, but finding things that you can, little switches in your day that you can make, you know, things simple as switching white bread for wheat bread or, you know, adding in more fruits and vegetables, just little things like that that can stick with you forever that aren't like this, you know, drastic zero carbs and things like that. You cannot maintain that forever. So basically the key is, you know, find those healthy ways to, you know, keep your diet in check and, you know, always keep moving, keep, you know, going to the gym. You don't have to, when you're just trying to maintain, it's not like, you know, you have to go in there and do these super high intensity 2 hour long workouts anymore. It's like, it's more just like, you know, staying active and getting in there, you know, 3 or 4 times a week and, you know, things like that. And just even doing simple things like getting out and doing yard work or taking the stairs instead of an elevator or, you know, parking your
Absolutely.
Car further away in the parking lot. All, you know, things just to just keep you active and keep you moving, keep you healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I find myself doing that all the time, you know, like even when I go to the bank and right here at TD Bank or wherever, I could park right up front. You know, a lot of the times there's a parking spot right by the door, but I always like to park all the way in the back, you know, just you got those extra few steps that just kind of give you the same thing at Walmart, you know, park out a little further out and huff it, you know. I also like go to the grocery store. I found myself doing that the other day, which is kind of stupid, but I've been trying to purposely like grab the little basket thing instead of taking the cart. But I found
That's
myself
a good idea.
Going the other day. Yeah, but I did it the other day and I kept going, you know, getting all the stuff, and man, all of a sudden that basket was like chock full, and it was like a real workout, and I literally had, you know, I was like carrying that thing around like a weight through the grocery
yep.
store, and I really found myself like engaging my core, and I was like, wow, okay, so, and the first thing, that little positive, because I always try to look at the positive, that's another thing I try to keep telling people is that you got to think positive. I mean, there's a lot of negative stuff that we allow our thoughts, you know, Dr. Amen always talks about ants, automatic negative thoughts, and we, so many times we believe these little lies we tell ourselves, you know, and we can't do it, or you're not strong enough, you know, and they're really just lies, you know, and you have to ask yourself, is this really true, you know, so when you get those little thoughts in your head, you need to immediately confront those, be practical, and say, is this really true? Is it true that I can't do it? Well, probably not, because if I try, maybe I find out I can. So, you know, those are those little things that I think really help you do it. But that's pretty awesome. So, like when we talk about you, because I know, when I talked to Eric a couple weeks ago, you said you're definitely up on the nutrition part as well. So, could you explain to the people what the three max the macronutrients are and why they're so important to have incorporated in every meal that we consume?
Macronutrients. Well, you know, it's important to get, like I always say, it's basically I don't know. I like to base it more on like breaking it down to three parts, such as it's like fat, carbs, and protein, basically.
Exactly. Those are your macronutrients. You got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's basically like if you need your carbs for energy. You want to get most of them from vegetables and fruit, and some from, you know, whole grains like brown rice or, you know, things like that. That's your energy. And then, you know, you need your little bit of healthy fat, so things like olive oil, like avocados, things like that. And then your protein is what comes in to help you build muscle. So the protein actually, like when you are doing any kind of strength training, you're actually like you create little microscopic tears in your muscles, and the protein's what comes in and fills those in, and that's what makes you stronger. So those three things combined really, you know, that's what's going to give you, make your body just work efficiently. So you can picture it like if you picture like a round dinner plate, half of it should be your carbs, which like I said, fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. And then on the other side, two-thirds of that other half should be your protein, and then that other tiny little sliver should be your healthy fat. So if you can kind of keep all your meals and snacks based on that kind of model, then that's really, like I said, what's going to keep your body working efficiently and keep you moving forward and healthy.
And you know, a lot of people always they always dish butter too, because I hear people all the time, oh, but butter's so bad for you. But in butter, actually, in very little moderation, is also a good fat. You know, and eggs too. I mean, a lot of people diss eggs and you can't eat eggs. And, you know, I know personal weight trainers and even my chiro, he eats 21 eggs a week. And this guy is like rock solid 8% body fat. So eggs are not bad, people.
No, eggs are actually, they're one of the best sources of protein. You hear a lot of bad things about eggs because people who have problems with cholesterol have to worry about the yolk of the egg. But if you don't have problems with that, it's totally fine to eat the yolk of an egg. So, and like I said, it's a great source of protein. So don't hate on the eggs.
No, you know, and like you said, the good fat, like avocado, has become like one of my favorite things, you know. And even Kristen, when I first moved up here, she was like, avocado. And now she's addicted. I mean, she's so I eat eggs, like I'll make an omelet and I put avocado, and people are like, are you kidding me? And I was like, no, there's something I can't even live without with like making an omelet or eggs. I got to have garlic and I got to have avocado in it. And I know it's weird, but to me, I mean, it's like not even, doesn't even make it unless you have those two things with it. It's just like, it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Well, the so thing about avocados too, is like, you can almost use it as a condiment. So like instead of mayonnaise, you can put a couple of slices of avocado.
I do all the time. Yeah. In fact, I made some last night here at the Healthy Hacienda, I made some spicy Cuban soup, which is, you know, with the black beans and some of the, like the brown kind of chili kind of beans, and then loads of vegetables with carrots and onions and celery and bell peppers and all that kind of stuff in it. But my secret ingredient to that, and my little take on it, is I put avocado in it. You know, so at the end, I took and actually been looking. I've been getting the regular Haas, but I found a Florida avocado, which I'm from Florida originally. But I found a ripe one, and so I had a nice big ripe Florida avocado. So I cut that up, and I put that in there, and man, again, now you got, and that's like you're talking about those three macronutrients. Everything is in that soup. You got the beans for your protein. You got the vegetables, which is your complex carbs in there. And then I used olive oil to saute a little of the onion and stuff. And then I threw in some avocado. So you're talking about a great overall balance meal that also gives you everything that you really need. So we've been doing interval and circuit training. Obviously, the people that have been watching, they saw this week's episode. They saw you kick my ass. but it was great. It was fun. I can't wait to actually, in fact, I'm still sore. I have to tell you, Joanna, today, my knees and my thighs have been hurting. Kristen even texted me this morning, or she did it on Facebook. I forgot where it was. She's like, So, hey, Rockstar, how are your legs? And I was like, not great. Not great. No. But I wanted you to explain why interval and circuit training, and of course, I was talking about it with Jeffrey, but explain how it maximizes our routine and helps to maximize our metabolisms as well.
Well, in terms of maximizing the routine, I mean, everybody saw what the workout that you did. Now, that one took a half hour. And so by you doing the intervals, the resistance training, getting the cardio in there and everything, you're getting the most efficient workout in such a short amount of time. So it's really, you know, you're hitting every muscle group. You're getting your heart rate way up. So, and then in turn, what that does is that's boosting your metabolism. So basically, your metabolism, what it does is it's converting your food stores into energy. So when you do a workout like that where, you know, you're basically just beating the crap out of yourself, you're boosting your metabolism. So in turn, your body needs more energy. So it turns to the food stores to take that energy, to you turn into energy. So, I mean, and it can't do that in just that short amount of time that you're working. So that's where you get that afterburn. That's where you burn the calories after the workout because your body is still trying to come back down to that resting state. So it's efficient while you're doing it because you're getting, like, the best workout. It's, like I said, very efficient. But also, once you're done, for up to hours after you leave the gym, you're still burning calories from that workout because your metabolism is trying to bring your body back down to its normal resting state.
Right. And so, you probably burn fat for up to what? Sometimes up to 48 hours, depending on how strenuous and intense it is, right?
Yeah.
And it takes, like, what does it take? It takes 3,500 calories to burn 1 pound of fat. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Something like that? Right. So that literally means that in order to lose 1 pound a week, we have to burn like an extra 500 calories a day to achieve that loss.
Yep.
So in other words, you either got to burn extra 500 calories more than you take in a day by exercise, which is, mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, 500 calories, I mean, that workout we did was probably, what, 400 to 500, 3, anyway, I don't know what exactly.
But between, probably between, but like 300 and 500.
Right, so, yeah, and again, you said like 30 to 40 minutes, something like that, and they say 30 or 40 minutes a day or every other day is going to be able to help you do that. I mean, I like to alternate. I mean, obviously, all I did today was sit in my room here and whimper and do a couple free weights and stuff with upper body, but I wasn't even. But you know, after we got done and you took off and went to Auburn, I turned around and jumped on the bike and did 21.5 miles. And of course, Kristen came out. Yeah, I did 21.5 miles right after that. So Kristen came out and she was getting ready to leave. She was like, "Boy, you're a glutton for punishment, aren't you?" And,
yeah, that could be why your legs aren't working today.
That's exactly the reason. Yes, exactly the reason. But I figured I'd just, while I was there and I was already engaged, I might as well just take it. I mean, I don't do that a lot, but sometimes I like to do the 3 hours. So it's fun. But I know that Eric likes to talk about that epoch. And that really has to do with the interval and circuit training. So can you explain what that is and why is it so important for us to get the most out of our workout program when we're engaged with that?
Well, that's kind of just what I was saying about, you know, that afterburn. It's excess post-exercise oxygen consumption is what it stands for. So basically it's just, your body needs more oxygen after a workout like that. So it's your body's way of returning back to the resting state. So in order to do that, your body needs more fuel, which means it turns to those fat stores, breaks them down, turns them into energy to keep your, you know, keep your body going and bringing it back down to that resting state. So like I was saying, by doing the intervals, the resistance, all that you're making that happen. You're getting that afterburn and, you know, your body basically is working harder to get back to just your normal, like I said, resting state.
Right.
So, and, you know, that's what you want.
Yeah, and I know there's been a couple articles, and Zee actually had mentioned to me several weeks ago, and she wanted me to ask Mercedes. I don't think I ever did, but I'll ask you. There's a lot of people out there now that say, well, you shouldn't eat anything in the morning before and then go work out because you end up burning more calories. I know, or at least what I've read, this is untrue. What is your take on that?
I'm with you. Whether you eat or not, your body has the same amount of fat stores when you wake up as opposed to, you know, after you eat. It takes time for your body to break down the food and turn into fat stores anyway. If you eat before you go into your workout, basically what it's happening is it's taking that food that you just put into your body and using it, you know, using the good things that it needs for energy.
Food is energy, right?
Right. So if you're eating the right things, it's, you know, it's, you're using whatever you just put into your body as fuel, but you're also, then you're tapping into those fat stores at the same time. So, I mean, that's, you need your complex carbs before your workout. That's what's going to give you your energy. If you don't eat anything, you're only going to really get half the results, or, you know, half of what you could have gotten if you had, you know, your a well-balanced meal or at least a snack or something that was going to give you the energy to do a real good workout, as opposed to, you know, being sluggish or not having the right amount of energy and all that by basically starving yourself and then going to the gym. So yeah. I'm definitely all for eating before, at least, even if you're someone that doesn't like to work out like on a full stomach, which I don't. But, you know, at least a snack or something, like an apple with peanut butter, and then have your breakfast after or something. But you need the energy to get through it.
Yeah. I really love, I've become addicted to, like, eating the steel-cut oats, too. I just love that. Because it's you don't have to eat a lot of it, and it looks like some fresh fruit, but it really fills you up. It's not heavy on your stomach or anything, and if you eat it like an hour or so before, and that's what I usually try to do, make sure you eat it and have like an hour or more in between before you go to your workout. It gives you energy, or like you said, like a banana. That's something that I've been doing too. Take a little natural peanut butter and put it on a banana and eat that. That's a great thing as well. So I now got another question. So how long of a rest should we have? Like after we're having a workout session like we did yesterday and we're working out those certain muscle groups, so like my leg, how long should we rest, or how long should we let these muscles rest before we engage them in those same kind of workouts again?
Well, I mean, it's all different for different people, and you're always going to hear a million different things. Some people say it's 24 hours. Some say it's up to a week.
I'm not waiting a week.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the thing. You can't work out once a week and expect to see results. So basically, it's really like up to the person. Like, for example, today now you're saying like your legs are killing you. So obviously tomorrow you don't want to go in and do another 21 miles on the bike.
No.
You do.
But
you
I am gonna challenge myself and try to do about 15 minutes on the beast, the summit trainer tomorrow.
Good.
I know they'll be sore, but it's about that testing yourself and seeing if you can, because, I mean, obviously, if I start doing it and they really start to hurt or they cramp up or something, obviously I'm going to stop.
Yeah,
but
well,
engaging them is only going to maybe, I mean, I keep thinking that I've got to push myself. So, I mean, I would just want to see if, I mean, you've got to let them rest and long enough for them to, and that's what I was going to say. Do you totally let the soreness go away completely before you do it again, or?
Well, you do need to rest, because like I was saying before, when you're doing these things, you're making those little tiny tears in your muscle, and then your muscles need time to repair. So, if you are like so sore to the point where you can't move, then no, don't do any,
right.
you know, don't do squats or don't do the bike. But that doesn't mean don't do anything. You can still
right.
go to the gym and work your upper body. Or, you know,
right.
say you had a real, you did weights yesterday and your, you know, your whole body's sore. Well, then do cardio the next day. Don't not do
right.
anything. You don't need, and at the same time, you don't need to wait until you're completely not sore anymore either. But it, like I said, it's kind of up to the person, and you kind of have to use your own discretion with that, because if, you know, like I said, if you're so sore to the point where you can't move and it's hard to just do everyday things, then yeah, that's your body telling you it needs a break. But if you're, you know, if that, you take a day off and the next day you're like still a little sore, then you know what? Go ahead, work out, but don't push yourself to the point past, you know,
right.
your threshold, basically.
Right. Right.
So,
and
it depends a lot on your diet too. Like if you're, you know, you do, if you're somebody that after your workout is drinking a protein shake and, you know, you're eating your chicken and your eggs and everything, that's going to help you recover faster too than if you're leaving out the protein. So, it's important to for recovery to make sure you're getting that in.
So explain the importance of maintaining a balance in a full workout program. I've heard you mention even in the webisode about incorporating, like with me, you want to incorporate cardio, strength work, and plyometrics. Explain to people actually also what plyometrics is. I mean, I had to look it up. I found out what it was in getting a full fitness program, because obviously a well-balanced fitness program that's totally working all those different areas is going to give you a program that's going to produce results. So,
Well, first of all, plyometrics is basically adding any kind of like a basically jumping into a workout. So like instead of just a regular old lunge, you would do jumping lunges where you'd go down into a lunge and then pop up and jump, you know, switch legs and then go right back down and keep switching back and forth. Or like a squat jump where you'd squat down and then instead of just standing back up, you actually jump up and let your feet leave the floor. By doing that, you're incorporating more of your muscle. Your muscles are made of slow twitch and fast twitch fibers. And when you're doing, you know, normal weightlifting or body weight exercises, you're usually just using the slow twitch fibers. When you're doing things like running or more explosive exercises like the plyometrics, you're using the fast twitch fibers. So you're just kind of getting deeper into that muscle, which then it helps. Like I said, it's an explosive exercise. So it's really good. A lot of times it actually came about from like people doing track and field, like sprints and things like that, because it helps them develop those fast twitch fibers.
Yeah. A lot of these top athletes in almost all the sports nowadays imply the plyometrics as well. I mean, it's those explosive exercises or those little routines that they do that really kind of it helps them. I mean, it totally, definitely, overall, it strengthens them, but it helps them get faster and
right.
better.
Yep, so. Exactly. So basically, incorporating those kinds of things into a workout. When I make a workout, you know, I always try and work in cardio and strength training together. It's important to get the cardio to get your heart rate up. First of all, to keep your heart strong. Second of all, that's what is really burning those calories. But also you want to get the strength training in, because strengthening those muscles, you have to actually burn calories to build muscle, which is also some of that afterburn type of thing that we were talking about. So, you know, like you were saying, a well-balanced exercise would be getting in that mix of the cardio and the strength. And the plyometrics are kind of both of that combined. Because, you know, say you take a squat jump, you're getting the squat, so there's your strength, but the jumping is adding in the cardio. So using things like that, it just makes for a much better workout, because you can just throw one thing like that in to a workout of like four other different moves, and now you're just making that workout that much better.
That's something that you don't even have to, that's something anybody can do in the comfort of their own home, you know, just get yourself down into a squatting position and then kind of like thrust and explode up and try to jump up in the air is basically what you're saying, right?
Yep, exactly. Or like you were doing the burpees yesterday, so where you jump up, lower down into a push-up and jump back up. That's an example of plyometrics because you're getting that explosive power from your arms and your legs. So it's taking a regular old push-up and intensifying it and making it, 10 times better and more effective.
Well, let's not deceive anybody. I was not jumping and doing that. I want to.
You were trying.
My knees aren't allowing me to do that at this point, but hopefully once I have some surgery, maybe that'll change. Now, I was just talking to somebody, a buddy of mine, and he said he had talked to Eric, and Eric said that he had, did he have surgery?
Yeah, he just did, I want to say, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He had some, kind of like what you have, the bone on bone and like the cartilage.
Right, same kind
of thing. So he had a couple of things removed, and he was actually running the other day, and he hasn't run, and I don't think I've ever seen him run. So
really,
yeah,
already,
so definitely,
was it the same clinic that Amy was talking about in Boston? She was talking about some kind of some clinic in Boston that has like they got like a new procedure that helps with that or something. I don't know.
I'm not sure where he had it done, but whatever it definitely worked. He was only on the crutches for like 2 days, and then, like I said, just a few weeks later was actually running. So definitely worked.
I can't even imagine. You know, I dream about running now, but
you're gonna regret.
And I am actually, I've actually. Kind of, I mean, I don't call it running, although I've chased a little toddler across the room, so that's as close as I got to running. But, I've been dreaming about it. So maybe that's right around, that's another of my big dreams, to actually be able to, not that I would be a marathon runner or anything, but definitely. I know my muscle development, my overall balance are the two of my, two of my slowest processes, and obviously, strength work helps with muscle development. Balance. What's the best way to boost my overall balance? I mean, I know I have problems and issues still with my excess skin and stuff, but I've known that I even tell from my engaging my walk and all that, my stride is better. Everything seems to keep getting better, but I still have the slight balance issues. Are there any things I can do to really work on the balance?
Well, like anything, it's like practice makes perfect. So, for example, the first time when I had you do the step ups, now that was like a big issue with balance, trying to step up onto that step and not fall over. So, I mean, doing things like that challenge your balance are going to make it better. There's also like in the gym, we have, I'm sure you've seen it there, the Bozu ball, that like thing that looks just like a half ball. Doing things on that, like you can eventually, you can do like lunges on that, squats on that. What that does is it forces you to engage your core, and it forces you to like really challenge your balance because it's a half ball. So, all exercises like that, like I said, anything that really challenges your balance, that's what's going to help, make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So even things like the lunges.
Maybe that's my next step because Mary and I actually got up on that. She did way better than I did. But I actually did stand on it. Kind of like had to stand on one side and it kind of like tipped up and then you stood on the other side. And
yeah.
I was able to stay there for about maybe 4 or 5 seconds, but it's tough. But I understand how you say that it will definitely help. And that's probably a mind thing too because, it forces you – obviously to engage your core because that's where the center of your balance is. And, but it's really a mind thing as well because you totally have to, it forces you to concentrate hard.
Yeah, you definitely got to focus.
I can't even imagine even doing a lunge on that. That's just crazy. Or, I mean, the squat. And that's what my chiro wanted me to do. He put, like, that same weight bar that we were doing the in the webisode. He got me on the Basu, and then he handed me the weight bar, and he said, okay, do squat. And this was like 6 months ago, and I just laughed at him. I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. And he's like, but yeah, but it eventually will. So
right.
maybe that's something that we'll have to work on. Maybe we'll start to incorporate that soon. I would love to be able to pull 10 of those off. That would be huge for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, starts with just trying to stand on it, and then, you know, 4 or 5 seconds turns into 10 seconds, and it turns into 20 seconds, and,
right.
You know,
it's
like I said.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so I got maybe one more for you, but what are some of the good ways, because I know one of the main things, I mean, today my knees and my legs, and that's obviously from the workout, but normally I have my day-to-day go-to pain, the one I still have on a regular basis. And, of course, it was way, way worse when I was so much bigger and all that weight was still on the front of me, pulling on my back muscles. But I have these chronic back pains a lot. And I wanted to know, what are some of the best ways, what are the good ways to strengthen those back muscles, especially those ones that are right above our gluteus, you know, the ones in the lower back and stuff. What are some of the greatest ways that we can strengthen those back muscles that will then help relieve the back pain and soreness that I experience all the time?
Well, some good exercises are like the back extensions, where basically...
And explain that a little bit.
Well, it's not really a machine. It's a piece of equipment that basically, you know, your feet are on a slanted platform and your thighs are just leaning against the pad. And so you would hinge over from the waist and then just lift yourself back up. But you're engaging those lower back muscles that really, you know,
Like to the side?
No, you would just do it like straight up and down. So, like, you know, you're almost kind of like, it's almost like leaning forward, and then you would just lower your upper body down and then lift yourself back up. And it really squeezes those muscles. Or you can do, like, a Superman where you're laying flat on the floor with your arms stretched out front, and then all you would do is you would lift your arms and your chest up off the ground, and you get that nice squeeze in your lower back, because those muscles tend to get kind of neglected because they're harder to isolate unless you do work.
So you
can
basically even do those, like, lying in your bed then.
Yeah, you could, definitely. Yep.
Wow.
And then the other thing is, too, a lot of times back problems come from a weak core, like all together, so that whole middle section. So, you know, doing things like planks and, you know, like just even crunches and thing, any kind of like core work, if you're strong in the front, it makes you strong in the back, because a lot of people tend to, you know, just posture is bad because of a weak core, either like your shoulders hunch forward or, you know, you stand like with your belly out and your back arched, which causes problems in your back. So a lot of the times, you know, it's not only just isolating and strengthening those lower back muscles, which does definitely help, but it's also strengthening the front core muscles too. That's going to help pull you in and, you know, keep your whole middle section, including your back, nice and strong.
Yeah, because, I mean, even just, like, engaged, like, in a plank where you're not doing that much, but you're just literally just staying in a plank, because that's one of the things that was, like, one of our stations in the CrossFit boot camp that I was going to with my chiro, is just, like, get down in a plank and just stay in the plank for, like, a minute straight. Wow, that's tough, you know?
It's killer, yeah. It's very.
It's almost. Obviously that wall sit is another thing that, you know, it doesn't look that hard, but when you do it for a minute, wow, that's Oh,
well,
great.
Yeah, anything like that, it's a isometric or a static contraction. So instead of, you know, like you're talking about the wall sit, so instead of just doing a squat where, you know, you place a contraction on your muscle but then release it once you stand back up, you're just holding that, you know, your muscle is just holding that contraction for however much amount of time without any release or any rest. So it's, you know, that much harder.
And obviously, you, I would assume that you probably engage in burning more calories when you're doing something like that for a minute straight as well, huh?
Well, yeah, definitely, because you're taxing your muscle a lot more. So, and like I said, in order to build muscle, you got to burn calories. So, definitely.
All right. Well, cool. Well, I really, really thank you for being on tonight. I really can't. I look forward to our next workout, definitely. I'll be in there in the morning probably as well, picking it up again. You know, I'm so close. I just, you know, it seems like this last 20 pounds have been the hardest ever. And everybody's been telling me that the whole time, that, you know, the closer you get, the harder it is. The closer you get, the harder it is. And everybody wants to have this party for me and everything. And I feel like such a fool because I can't get this, this last stuff down. So, you know, I gave myself a little rest today, but I'm going to be back at it in the morning. And we'll probably see you over there sometime here this week again. And
right.
I'll thank you again for coming on tonight, Joanna. Kamandoulis, is that right?
Kamandoulis, yep, almost.
Kamandoulis, that's it. So, really thank you again, and again, big shout out to Anytime here in Worcester and Auburn. You guys rock. Anyone here locally in the area or anywhere, like I said before at the top of the show, check them out. They're nationwide. They're everywhere. Like I said, I was down in a couple small towns in North Carolina, and lo and behold, they're there. So check them out. They're great. Yeah, you don't have an excuse because they're open 24 hours a day. And most of the facilities rock, and everybody, including not only this one, but you check them out online. They've got a great website, and they've got so many engaging and wonderful transformation stories across the nation that are happening. People are doing this everywhere, and that's what Big Dreams is about. We want to promote these wonderful transformation stories. We want to bring them to you live on TV so you can actually see that people are doing this themselves. They're taking responsibility. They're being proactive in their own well-being. And I think that's what we're talking about, right, Joanna? We want you to be engaged in a healthy lifestyle like we talked about. And fitness and nutrition are both equal partners in this. And if we engage and stay determined, you know, well, we might be able to really make a difference in this country and get it turned around. So, again, we thank you a lot. Joanna, thank you guys for listening. Join us and check us out next Monday's webisode, the new webisode. I don't know exactly what it will be, but I think it might be that cooking episode that we did with Carrie from Choose Balance. So make sure you check that out, and we'll talk to you next week, all. And again, like I always say, peace and love plus health equal harmony. Thanks again, Joanna, and good night, all. Have a good night.